Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Wednesday, August 15th, 2018. On this day in 1843, Tivoli Gardens, one of the oldest still intact amusement parks in the world, opened in Copenhagen, Denmark. As announced by Ephraim Goethe, district councillor of Mitte, on the 57th anniversary of its construction, surprisingly, a previously unknown piece of the Berlin Wall has been discovered. The section had been noticed during a walk with townspeople in June near the area of the Federal Intelligence Service on Ida von Arnimstrasse. The SPD politician told the German press agency on Monday that he is thoroughly surprised that there are still pieces of the wall intact and yet to be discovered. The Berlin Wall Foundation has confirmed its authenticity. According to Goethe, the 20-meter-long piece of concrete with lamp mounts has now been added to the monument list. Both the general appearance, the dimensions, and the materials of this piece of wall suggests that it's a section of the rampart security wall near the Josefstrasse border crossing from around 1985. Comparable pieces of wall stood on Bernauer Straße and Gartenstrasse. Alexanderplatz is a popular meeting place and tourist magnet, but also one of Berlin's crime hotspots, which is why the Red-Red-Green Coalition wants to significantly strengthen the presence of the police there. Since the end of 2017, a station had been set up between the department stores and the World Time Clock, which was part of the coalition agreement. Alexanderplatz is staffed around the clock by Berlin police officers, federal police officers, and members of the Public Order Office. Benjamin Yendro of the Police Union, or GDP, stated that at the same time it is primarily an additional community service, and the Alexanderplatz Guard are there as contacts, but that alone cannot fight crime on Alexanderplatz. In addition, 5 mobile police stations are to be used in different locations in difficult neighborhoods. That, too, requires more police officers. The coalition agreement states that the personnel for the approximately 1,000 unfilled police positions should be hired as soon as possible, but almost 500 are still unfilled. The GDP spokesman, Gendro, knows the difficulties. He explained that if a job is to be filled, first the search must be started, qualified people must apply, and then there are interviews. In many areas, such as the police medical service or IT experts, it's not that easy to get people. He added that compared to the private sector, the Berlin police cannot offer that much, especially on a financial level. At least 200 newly trained police officers are to arrive this fall, as promised by Senator of the Interior Geisel. According to the insolvency administrator Lukas Flotte, the insolvent airline Air Berlin will be able to repay the entire €1 million-plus loan to the public sector. The administrator told the German press agency that it currently looks very likely that the €150 million could be repaid in the coming years, but without interest. Thus, the prospects are better than expected. Air Berlin expected to be able to pay back only half of the sum in the spring, but this goal has already been achieved. The former second-largest German airline filed for insolvency on August 15th of 2017. Earlier, shareholder Etihad had turned off their money supply. At the same time, the German government granted Air Berlin a loan to keep the company in the air and make a sale possible. Flotte continues to be involved in the liquidation of the group. Around 1.3 million creditors still have claims against Air Berlin, most of them being passengers. German Chancellor Angela Merkel will host Russian President Vladimir Putin outside Berlin on Saturday for discussions about the war in Syria, ongoing violence in eastern Ukraine, and energy issues. The meeting will take place at the government's Messeberg Palace outside Berlin. The two leaders last met in the Russian Black Sea resort of Sochi in May. Merkel and German Foreign Minister Heiko Maas met with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in Berlin last month, along with the head of Russia Military General Staff, Valery Gerasimov. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You can also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.